Turning now then to item F, the court facilities, naming the new courthouse in Long Beach is an action item. And we have presenting on this Justice Huffman and also Justice Arthur Scotland, retired APJ of the 3rd Appellate District. We previously welcomed his presence. And also, we have Mr. Lee Willoughby, Office of Court Construction and Management.
Thank you. Thank you, Chief. So we're here today to recommend naming of the new Long Beach Courthouse, the Governor George Duke Majan Courthouse, Superior Court of California, County of Los Angeles. The naming policy was adopted by ENP on behalf of the Council in May of 2009. And there's three preferences. Either location, case type, deceased person, or for a living person, which is this case. The criterion for a living person, there's five criterion that must be met. These are shown here, and we have reviewed those and believe that the proposed name meets all of these criterion. This process was submitted to the ENP committee. They serve as an oversight role for the AOC facilities program at this time. And there have been at least two letters of support for this naming. In the near future, we'll have the groundbreaking ceremony scheduled for April 7th at 1 p.m. And if the council adopts the naming today, this name will be included on the invitations to the ceremony, and each of you will be invited to this ceremony.
Thank you, Lee. The Executive and Planning Committee does exercise oversight over the facilities process, and on this particular issue, we absolutely concur that the naming of the courthouse for Governor Duke Majan is completely consistent with all of the policies in the naming policy. The Executive Committee unanimously recommends to the Council that they adopt this naming for the new courthouse in Long Beach. It's an honor, again, for me to be allowed to speak on that issue. Having been a young person in Long Beach and seeing on all the dairy farms signs about elect Assemblyman Duke Majan put out phonetically, as was often the case in his, and I followed his career through the legislature representing Long Beach as Assemblyman, as a senator, then as the Attorney General. In my other life, we had a number of interactions with then Attorney General Duke Majan, who was phenomenally interested and involved in the criminal justice issues that California had. When he became the governor, he was also passionately interested in the courts of California. As some people have said, a governor makes an appointment, makes one temporary friend and five permanent enemies. But he approached that, I think, not only relying on the wisdom of Justice Baxter, but I think on his own personal dedication to the goal that the state ought to have good and honorable judges on its bench. So, as a personal, he did make an occasional mistake or two, but I've outlasted that. So, but I do think it would be highly consistent with his service to the community of Long Beach, both the legislature and in the executive branch, and it would be, I think, a high mark for this body to recognize that service by the naming of this courthouse.
I'd like to stand so I can see everybody. You have in your package a letter that was submitted in September of 2010. I think what is striking about that letter is the broad bipartisan support for this proposal, not only from members of the judiciary, but also members and former members of the legislative branch of government, the executive branch of government, and very distinguished community leaders both locally in Long Beach and throughout the state. For example, Senator Alan Lowenthal, and Bonnie Lowenthal, a member of the Assembly, both who represent that area, both who are Democrats in the legislature, enthusiastically endorsed this proposal. It's also endorsed by the former District Attorney of Los Angeles County and former Attorney General of the State of California, John Vandekamp, the Mayor of Long Beach, Bob Foster, the Chair of the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors, Don Kanabe. This letter was written in 2010, so at the time, Tim McCoy was the presiding judge of the Los Angeles County Superior Court. He supported the proposal, as did the then president of the California Judges Association, Mike Vicencia, members of the California Supreme Court, all of the administrative presiding justices of the courts of appeal around the state, the president of the state bar, Bill Hebert, and the president of the Los Angeles County County Bar Association, and community leaders both in the area and throughout the state. And, did I mention that then Associate Justice Tani Cantil Sakaui, who is now the Chief Justice, actually endorsed that proposal as well. This is just a small sample of the group of individuals, both locally and throughout the state, who recognize the wisdom and the appropriateness of naming this facility for the governor. And it's not simply because he was a politician and he represented those people. It's really because of a number of things. One, he practiced law in Long Beach. He represented the people of Long Beach, both in the Assembly and the Senate. And as has been indicated, he represented not only Long Beach and the entire state as the Attorney General and then Governor of the State of California, but also he continues to live in Long Beach, and he did many, many things to advance the administration of justice. And he continues to do many things to advance the administration of justice. Not only did he appoint judges, but he supported measures that really promoted the administration of justice and made our judicial system a better system. And in fact, in 2003, this very body, the Judicial Council, recognized the governor's contributions to better the administration of justice in California by presenting him with the Bernard Whitkin Amicus Curiae Award. So you've recognized him for all of the things that he has done for the state and for the judicial branch and for our courts and generally for the administration of justice, including enhancing access to justice. And I think it's duly fitting that he should be recognized again for the contributions not only that he made statewide, but particularly to Long Beach. So I strongly urge you to endorse and support this proposal. Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak to you.
Thank you, Justice Strong.
Yes, I'd like to make a few comments before I submit a motion. And I'm sure Justice Scotland could make these same comments. They're rather personal. I had the opportunity of a lifetime to serve as Governor Duke Majan's appointment secretary during the period of 1983 until 1988. And so my job was to work directly with the governor on appointments to the executive branch, appointments ranging from cabinet level to fair boards, and also the judicial branch. And it was very much a one-on-one relationship. And when you have that type of relationship with someone, the warts become obvious. And there were none. I mean, I can't think of a person that I've met during my lifetime who is more highly principled, who is more civil, and who is more loyal to those that work with him. So I'm commenting on his personal attributes. And it's largely because of those personal attributes that he had record-breaking favorability ratings. Ever since the polling took place of establishing favorability ratings for public officials, none come close. And it's not because he was following the polls or anything of that sort. It was really because what you saw was what you got. And so he took his responsibilities very, very seriously, but he didn't take himself that seriously. In fact, one of the things that he would jokingly comment upon was that I moonlighted as his charisma coach. So, with that, I would move that the recommendation be approved.
Thank you, Justice Baxter.
Yeah, Chief, if I could just have a moment, unlike Justice Scotland and Justice Baxter, for some reason, George Duke Major never asked me to work in his office when he was governor, but I have great respect for the man and his dedication to the administration of justice and what he's done for the state, and I can't think of a better person to have our courthouse in Long Beach named after. So certainly in the interest of bipartisanship and as a Los Angeles judge, I'd like to second that the motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge Pines. Any other comment or anecdote? Okay, then I'm going to say something. It's true that I worked for Governor Duke Majan in the 80s in two different capacities, but I really have to say that it was Gloria Duke Majan who, for me, gave me the most profound experience when she gave me my very first job babysitting their kids when he and she moved to Sacramento and moved four houses down the street. And so my very first job for a person and family with an unpronounceable name, I worked in my teens, early teens. Now, I want to point out and be clear that it didn't help me get a job in his administration because I never mentioned it, and I'm sure they didn't remember it. But what a wonderful family. What a wonderful, personable, warm, and loving family. And then later when I went to work in the administration, how those family attributes overflowed into the horseshoe where we all worked. Long hours, late hours, but always broke bread with the governor, always sat with him, always had a personal relationship with him because his staff was like his family. So at this time, I call for a vote on this motion to name the Long Beach Courthouse after Governor George Duke Majan. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Matter passes unanimously. Thank you.
Lee, thank you, Justice. Thank you and your team for the great work they did guiding this project so that we have the opportunity to have this naming to honor Governor Duke Majan.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you.